This is John Batchelor. Excerpt from a conversation with Steve Yates, chair of the America First Policy Institute's China Policy Initiative to measure the business community of Taiwan following the successful democratic election in which the DPP continues in authority. But the business community has long been a major investor in mainland China, manufacturing and services. The interest now, Steve registers, is in reshoring the manufacturing floor, certainly, but perhaps many more parts of the reshoring away from mainland China. Steve mentions Vietnam in particular. Steve says this is new. Listen to Steve. Now, is this a major part? I don't know, but it certainly is a trend. And the mainland has only itself to blame. It's been unfriendly to foreign investment, any foreign investment, for many years, and especially brutal in remarks directed against Taiwan. Steve Yates.
Well, the leadership in Taipei has been open to dialogue, and they've even made some modifications or concessions on their longstanding party platform in order to be conducive for that dialogue. The real issue is not whether they're prepared to meet or talk. It's the preconditions that Beijing puts, and I don't think that Xi Jinping has demonstrated any interest in negotiation or dialogue. And when it comes to the business community in Taiwan, one of the things that is most stunning to me is the extent to which they're very serious about safe shoring a lot of their investments in manufacturing. It's moving at a gradual pace of necessity because of its scale. But there's way more talk among corporate Taiwan about moving things to Vietnam, India, Southeast Asia, Japan, and the United States than there has been at any recent time I can remember.
More of this later.